We now begin a series of four parshas. The building of the Mishkan. I have to understand every word of the Torah is measured. We deduce countless halachas from each letter of the Torah. When it comes to the Mishkan, Torah talks and talks and talks and talks in infinite detail. There's what to learn from every letter. Why is the Mishkan so important that the Torah devoted four parshas to the building of the Mishkan? Moshe Rabbeinu came down from Har Sinai on Yom Kippur. Kodesh Baruch Hu said, Vayomer Hashem Solachti Kidvarecha. They're beginning to set up regular life of the Torah. Yosu li mikdosh v'shachanti b'sochom. Very strange pasuk. Yosu li mishkan v'shachanti b'sochom. Chazal tell us that it's called his belief called Echad V'Echad. It's a medrash, quote in Pasuk, Melachim. When HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Moshe Rabbeinu, Yoslim Mikdosh. So Moshe Rabbeinu asked HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Alo HaShemayim U'Shmei HaShemayim Lo Yechal Kalucho. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is beyond time and space. There's no way you can fit into this entire world. You're beyond it. And that's what Shlomo HaMelech said. Alo HaShemayim U'Shmei HaShemayim Lo Yechal Kalucho. Af HaBayis HaZeh Shabonis. HaKadosh Baruch Hu answered, Lo Kashat Tosofo. Not what you think. Ele esum kerish bedorum, esum kerish betsofam. Be 20 boards in the north and 20 boards in the south. Harini bo, and I will with samsim shkinosim. I will contract my shchina there, and it'll be belev kol echad v'echad. That means, Kodesh Baruch Hu is beyond time, is beyond space. But there are certain times that HaKadosh Baruch Hu endowed with the Kedusha. He endowed those times and those places as places where he's is easier to connect to him. And that's essential for us. Even though we're supposed to be connecting to HaKadosh Baruch Hu every day of the week, in every place we are. However, there are certain days, Shabbos, Yontif, where we connect to HaKadosh Baruch Hu in a more intense way. And he makes himself available to us, enabling us to do that. That's Shabbos is Yom Menucha U'Kedusha. And that is one of the strange things that Shabbos has become. The Rosh writes, why is it that Shabbos is no Din Simcha? Yontif does it in Simcha. Because Shabbos is not just a generally social day of get together. Shabbos is a time when people are supposed to be focusing on their Avodas HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And Yontif is a more social time. It's Yontif, it's Chol HaMoed. Rosh wasn't enough of a Talmud Chochem to figure out how to make Erevim so you can carry. So, according to him, you can't carry. So, since you can't carry, so families can't move from one place to the other. What do you do with little children? Nowadays, everyone thinks you go hocus pocus and you can carry. It's far from simple. It's the first thing. At certain times and certain places. Now, there's a very strange concept today. There's something called, in this country, Mekomos HaKadoshim. That, like a lot of things, is just absurdity. The Mishnah, it says, Asar Kedusha same. Eretz Yisrael is more Mekudish than other Arotzes. And it goes all the levels of Kedusha, which is Chutz Laaretz, Eretz Yisrael, Bati Arechoma, converging on Yerushalayim, Harabayas, until you get to the Kodesh HaKodesh. All the other, there's no such thing as Mekomos HaKedusha. There's one central Kedusha, it's in Harabayas, Beis HaMikdosh, level by level by level. And it's in these places that HaKadosh Baruch Hu makes himself available to us. And it's essential for us because it centralizes where our avoda is. And even if we're not there, the halacha is that we have to face there. We have to recognize that that is the place where HaKadosh Baruch Hu connects to us. And even if we can't do it, just facing it, mentally connecting to that place, enables us to do it. Number one. Shlomo HaMelech, when he said his tefillah, he says that we all tefillahs go are directed to there. That's essential for us. It's something else. The Rambam writes, one of the reasons that we face the Beis HaMikdosh, no matter where we are, is all Klal Yisrael face the same place. It's when Klal Yisrael was at Har Sinai, Vayichan Yisrael Neged Har, they're all facing Har Sinai. All Klal Yisrael, whether you're in Europe, whether you're in Africa, United States, South America, wherever you may be, wherever you may be, we all have one joint tefillah because we're all facing the same place. We're united in our tefillah. It's another thing. Now, the Kedushas HaMakom is Beis HaMikdash. And of course, is the Mikdash Miyat, which is Beis HaKnesses, the Beis Medrash. And those are places, and we designated special places for Avodas HaKadosh Baruch Hu to help us focus more intensely and connect to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's a tool, but it's also HaKadosh Baruch Hu makes himself more accessible there. Makes it easier for us to connect to him there. And because then our tefillah there is in a separate madrega. Now, Klal Yisrael, so they have the basic mikdash. And you have basically a very interesting idea of creativity here. On the one hand, it says, "Kochol Asher Ani Mara Oscha Establis Amishim Establis Kol Kelev Kain Tasu." They had all this ornate gold work, silver work, copper work, embroidering, every conceivable thing. There. Quite tremendous talent. On the other hand, Kadosh Baruch Hu gave us very specific, exact instructions, exactly what it has. Kechol asher ani mara oscha. And that is the nature of creativity in Torah. Some people think creativity is to say every wild, crazy idea. Not true. Torah gives us deep guidelines, very specific detail, and all our creativity is within that. Now, Chazal had a question. Where did they get this chokhmah from? To know how, it says, Kol chachmei lev. What were the Jews doing in Egypt? The Jews in Egypt weren't busy doing gold work and silver work and copper work and sophisticated embroidery. They were working in the fields, building buildings with mortar and bricks and very crude things. Not this delicate gold work that was necessary. So, Gemara says, Yoda b'tzalel tzarif osios. There was a chochmas ha-Torah, and that chochmas ha-Torah that Moshe Rabbeinu gave over to b'tzalel. In the Torah, we have the chochma of everything in this world. Kadosh Baruch Hu created this world through the osios of the Torah. And Bezalel Yoda Letzarif Osios. He understood all the chachmas, all these chachmas from within the Torah. So, and he was able to transmit that to the Chachmei Lev, or the Chachmei Lev. You know, if a person is very good with his fingers and can do all sorts of things, no Chachmei Lev. Chachmei Lev means they had a deep understanding of all those chachmas that Moshe Rabbeinu gave to Bezalel and Bezalel gave to these people, and through their Havanas HaTorah, they understood exactly all the chachmas that are necessary. See, what's in the Torah, if one understands it in the deepest way, which unfortunately is not accessible to us today, you understand every aspect of this world. But not only the metzias of this world. There's an incredible medrash in Noach. Pasuk in Noach says, Shlosh meos, what were the dimensions of the teva? Shlosh meos ama orach teva. It's 300 ama length. 50 amas width and 30 amas high. Okay. It took Noah, it's an amazing feat of Noah to do such a thing, but HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave very exact instructions. So the Medrash has a question. Why did it have to teach us exactly these dimensions? Who cares? It could have just said, you'll do the teva the way I told you. Major says, no. Kan limdu ha-Torah derech eretz. The Torah is teaching you, it's a fact of the world, an engineering fact of the world, that if you want the most seaworthy dimensions, the width should be 1/6 of the length, and the height should be 1/10 of the length. Now, that's an incredible statement by Chazal. And Chazal, when they said it, didn't have, none of them went to engineering school of maritime engineering. That's not. They learned it from the Torah. And they're telling us something very important here. Most of the things about this world are hidden deep, deep in the Torah. Sometimes the Torah makes it a little more apparent to us just to tell us, Hevi Yodeya, if you want to know what is the most seaworthy dimensions, this is it. And everything else is in the Torah too. Otherwise, why only this to tell us? Now, of course, anyone who did any amount of reading knows that they've, over the past 200-300 years, they've done experiments everywhere in every maritime laboratory, and they found it's true. Similarly, Bezalel and his Chachmei Lev got within the Torah all the Chachmah what to do. But then the Ramban is bothered by something else. Is the Havana? No. And is the actual doing. So they could have all the Havana, all the understanding that they needed, but they had no experience in doing it. So the Ramban says an amazing thing. When a person is dedicated sincerely 100% to achieve a task in Avodas HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and he puts his maximum effort to it, Kadosh Baruch Hu will guarantee him the success. That is based on a Ramban in his Amurim Bitachon. Ramban writes as follows. What's the difference between Emunah and Bitachon? He's bothered. What does Bitachon mean? Bitachon means that I have deep belief in HaKadosh Baruch Hu that tomorrow someone is going to wire into my Israeli account 100 million shekel and into my United States account $100 million now. Why is HaKadosh Baruch Hu going to do it for me? So what's Bitachon mean? So Ramban on the Pasuk, Shchom bo oretz ureim, Ptach b'Hashem ve'aseh tov. Shchom bo oretz urei emunah. Ptach b'Hashem ve'aseh tov. When you're coming to do Avodas HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and you have a serious goal in Avodas HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and you want to achieve that goal, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will guarantee you that you, as long as it's a realistic goal, be able to succeed. And that's Bitachon. Tach b'Hashem ve'aseh tov. Shchom bo oretz comes to living in this world. Emunah, you believe that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is running the world. But it doesn't mean that if I decide, you know, my car is not doing well, I really need a new car, and I have Bitachon that tomorrow right in front, right in the parking space where I park my car instead of my old car, it's going to be a brand new, expensive car. That's not bitachon, that's stupidity. Bitachon applies, says the Ramban, Betach b'Hashem v'aseh tov. If you have a goal in Avodas HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and you're sincere and dedicated in that goal, and it's a realistic goal, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to enable you to achieve that goal. Here too, there are two levels. There's all the chokhmah that it took for them to build the Beis HaMikdash, the Mishkan. Tremendous chokhmah. For all the intricate gold work and silver work and copper work and the integrating them together and all the intricate embroidery and everything. There's chokhmah and there's technical expertise. The chokhmah they got, but Moshe Rabbeinu gave it over to Bezalel, who understood from within the Torah, the Gemara Menachos says. All that, and he gave it to the Chachmei Lev, And the Gemara in Shabbos says they were such expert weavers that they took the wool on the back of the sheep and they wove it into material while it was still on the back of the sheep because it came out much better that way. Unbelievable. No, I've never heard anyone able to do that today. But there are two levels. There's the chokhmah, the practical experience. The chokhmah, they got from within the Torah. And there's one final thing. A very important. Ibn Ezra. Go through the Kalim. The Beis HaMikdosh. What is the first keli? How do you begin? If you want to make a place where there's going to be a hashras hashchina, what is it? The first place is also Aaron atzashitim, Yoron Kodesh. When asata el ha'aron, why is it so critical, this Aaron Kodesh? That this has to be the very first thing. Eis ha'edus asher etein alecha. What was inside the Aron was Aseres HaDibros. And there was a shelf on the side of the Aron, Gemara says. There was a Sefer Torah. There was a Sefer Torah that Moshe Rabbeinu wrote. Because if you're going to need a place for Hashras HaShechina, all, there's a mezbeach for avodah, there's a shulchan for parnos, all sorts of things. Menorah, chokhmah. But hashratz hashchina has to begin with Torah. Without Torah, all the other forms of avodas HaKadosh Baruch Hu don't get started. Nasata el ha'aron, eis ha'edus asher etein alecha. Now, it's another important thing about the Aron. Where it's different than the other Kalim. V'yatzaktolo arba tabo zohov nasato al arba pramos of shtei tabos al tzalo ha'echos shtei tabos al tzalo ha'shins. You have rings on the side and you have poles. Okay. So I understand when they were in the midbar, they had to carry it. But when the Aron was in the Beis HaMikdash, it's stable there. So it does not have to be carried, no. The Aron had the badim there, the entire thing. Lo yosuru mumeno. And Chazal count in minyan mitzvahs, taking one of the badim out of the Aron is not. And the Mefarshim are very clear. It is. The other kalim, they may they have to be carried in the midbar. Okay. The Aron represented Torah. Torah is a totally portable thing. There's no, it can be carried and taken anywhere. There's no specific. Place of Torah. Yes, if you have one place where the central Avodas HaKadosh Baruch Hu is, then it has to revolve around Torah. True. And everything else points to Torah and leads up to Torah. But Torah is not dependent on any place. Torah is totally portable. And as Mefarshim said, that's the reason Torah was given in Har Sinai, not in a specific place. And we don't know where the Torah was given. There's this theory about Har Sinai, this theory about Har Sinai. There's in the Sinai Peninsula. Someone recently wrote me sent me a copy of a book he wrote. Prove that Har Sinai is really in Saudi Arabia, whatever. The bottom line is we don't know where it is, and it was never relevant, because Torah is a portable thing. Torah can be here in Yerushalayim, Torah can be in London, it can be New York, Los Angeles, anyway. And the Aron kept the body in it, say this is a totally portable thing. Now, Chazal tell us about the Aron. In the second base of Mikdash, there wasn't an Aron. It wasn't an Aron. Why? Because when they realized that the base of Mikdash was going to be destroyed, the Aron and the Luchos were hidden. And there's some, Chazal tells us, there's a vault deep underneath Harabaya's secret vault where they were placed. That is, the Torah of Moshe Rabbeinu, the Sefer Torah Moshe Rabbeinu wrote, and the Aseret Dibrot and the Luchos could not go into Golos. While all the other Kelim were taken into Golos, to Babel by Nebuchadnezzar, to Rome by Titus of Russia, certain things were so unique to us that they had to be guaranteed they would never fall into anybody else's hands. That's the Sefer Torah that Moshe Rabbeinu wrote, and that is the Aseret Dibrot. All sorts of theories where it is. So the different Mandarmer and the Gemara, most accepted Mandarmer and the Gemara, was hidden. And that's why, in the second base of Mikdash, they could make any other keli. But the Aron they couldn't make. Because the Aron, in order to be the Aron, had to be an Aron Ha'edus, had to have the Aseret Dibrot in it, had to have the Sefer Torah that Moshe Rabbeinu wrote, and that they didn't have. And there's a deeper reason in the second base of Mikdash. There's an amazing Maimon Chazal. Amazing Maimon Chazal. Well, the first time I saw it, I jumped. It just changed my entire perspective. When it came to build the second base of Mikdash, so the Anshei Knesset HaGdolah were nervous. They said, what's the purpose of building a second base of Mikdash? It's a big Yetzar of Avodah Zarah. We'll keep worshiping Avodah Zarah. And it'll be destroyed again. So what's the purpose? So the Gemara in Erechim says, they daven to HaKadosh Baruch Hu to shecht the Yetzar of Avodah Zarah. So Klal Yisrael won't have that big Yetzar drawn in Avodah Zarah. We won't go into exactly what that meant, maybe another time. But they didn't have that pull. But there was a number of things missing in the second base of Mikdash. There was no Urim V'Tumim, no Ruach HaKodesh, no Aron. And because there was no Urim V'Tumim, there's no Ruach HaKodesh, there's no Nevuah, so Anshei Knesset HaGdolah were nervous. People would not have the same way of connecting to HaKadosh Baruch Hu that they had in the first base of Mikdash. So they told HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we're not building the base of Mikdash until you're given to one request that we make. That request we make is to reveal to us all the secrets of Torah Shabbat. Because if we don't have the Ruach HaKodesh of the first base of Mikdash, we don't have the Nevu of the first place in Mikdash. We don't have the Urim V'Tum of the first place. We don't have the Aron. So how are we going to guarantee that the Hamon Am will be able to connect to HaKadosh Baruch Hu? And the beginning of Bayis Sheni, it's a tremendous, tremendous pouring out of growth of Torah Shabbat Peh among the Hamon Am. Because the Anshei Knesset HaGdolah understood that in our days, the basic way we connect to HaKadosh Baruch Hu is through Limud HaTorah. And that's why we do find halachas in the name of David HaMelech, Shlomo HaMelech, Chagai HaNovi, Meduchas Yoshua Chagai HaNovi. We found different But the fact that the widespread Torah Shabbat Peh that we had in Bayis Sheni was specifically because of the tefillah of the Anshei Knesset HaGdolah. When we're lacking the Aron HaKodesh, we're lacking the Urim V'Tumim, we're lacking Nevuah, so we need something to enable us to connect HaKadosh Baruch Hu with the Hamon Am when they're losing the ways they used to. And that was the Liman HaTorah Shabbat Peh. So even though they didn't have the Aron with Moshe Rabbeinu's Torah Shabbat Ksav, they didn't have the Aseres HaDibros, what they did have in the second base of Mikdash was the Torah Shabbat Peh. That's what, together with the base of Mikdash, enabled them to connect to HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the highest manner possible. And at the Chorban Beis HaMikdash, Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai was confronting Vespasian at Vespasianus. He says, it's not going to be Beis HaMikdash. So what is it going to be that's going to hold us together? How will people, that another tool for connecting HaKadosh Baruch Hu that's lost? So Tehne Yavna V'chachana. Limud HaTorah. And Liman HaTorah is the center of the Beis HaMikdash. Torah Shabbat Peh became together with the Beis HaMikdash. And after Beis HaMikdash is Charev, what do we have? We have Torah Shabbat Peh. It's very interesting. At each stage, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu's presence is lessened, there's a tziva in Limud HaTorah. When Moshe Rabbeinu was alive, he was communicating continually with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He was the Nosin HaTorah. When there is, Moshe Rabbeinu dies in Perek Aleph of Yeshua, what does he say? V'gisa bo yom v'layla. Learn Torah. What is the last Nevuah? When Nevuah departs from Klal Yisrael. The last Nevuah is the Nevuah we have, the third Perek of Malachi, reading Shabbos HaGadol. Zichru Torah Moshe Avdi. When the Chorban Beis HaMikdash, what does Yirmiyahu write in Eicha? Kumi roni balayla l'rog sheshmor saboka. Azal Masech Tomid say, what does that mean? It means Limud Torah Balayla. Each step, Kadosh Baruch Hu departing, we're told, make it up through more and more Limud Torah. Make it up through more Limud Torah. That ultimately is the way, certainly today, we connect to Kadosh Baruch Hu in the deepest way. There are certain times that it's easier to connect to Kadosh Baruch Hu. Certain places, it's easier to connect to Kadosh Baruch Hu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is everywhere and all the time. And Rambam writes that there's a separate mix to use the Beis HaMikdash as a Derech Avoda. Beis HaMikdash is not a national symbol. It's a Derech Avoda. We have to use the Beis HaMikdash as a Derech Avoda.